Welcome back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch in a Wednesday night. Checkers and the Trash Pandas, game two of a six-game set. I'm Javik Blake, and for today's pregame interview, we're alongside the man who, every time we turn around, is on base one way or another. It's Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto, appreciate the time.
All right, nice to see you again, brother. Nice to see you again.
How fun has these last 2 weeks been? You were named the Southern League Player of the Week on Monday. Then yesterday, the resumed game, you go 3-for-5. Game two, you get two hits, and you end the day with five hits in a span of 16 innings.
it's been great. You know, I've been working a lot of my craft. You know, I've been praying a lot to the Lord. Been really trying to get the most I can out of my hitting coach. I've been, you know, watching some great players too since Chattanooga series. And I think everything has been clicking up all together, you know. The missing piece was just a little screw that was missing in my mechanics. It will take me a long time to talk about it, but I think everything's clicking out. Hopefully we keep it for the playoffs, trying to keep pushing for the playoffs, yeah.
Well, that's the big thing, too, is you've gotten hot at just about the perfect time. This is a team that's looking to make the playoffs, a game up for the wild card with 11 to go. How fun is it to not only be swinging it well, but to be swinging it well in the middle of a playoff push?
Oh, it's been great. That's the best part. That's the best part. I've never expected this, you know. I love this team, love the coaches, you know, love my teammates. And make the playoffs, that would be great, because I've never made the playoffs in my 6.5 years with the Brewers. I think this is the great time to keep it on fire and then push it through it.
What's been the big key to the success here in the second half? You wake up today, since it turned into the second half, 338 average, 958 OPS, 19 extra base hits. What's been all coming together for you at the plate?
I don't know. I think once you find something in hitting, everything else about the confidence you have in your mechanics, once you're confident enough and you are seeing the ball come off your bat once or twice and you start repeating that, the same feeling, everything just comes together. You know, that's about everything it took for me to, you know, light it up.
Well, last week, six extra base hits, and I don't know whether or not it was the big things or the mechanics like you've talked about, or the fact that your mom was in town and you were getting some hometown cooking. How fun was it to have her in town last week to come and visit?
It was great. You know, before that, I was hitting still, but it got to a point where I got hurt twice. I was a little bit miserable, you know. I was the only Latin player on the team. My wife was sick. She was in the Dominican. I was alone home. I got hurt, my knee. When she got there, it was like another reason to keep, you know, pushing through the baseball game on that moment where I felt so low. I think she was a great part of it.
How special is it just to have her in town? Because Latin American players, unlike American players, it's not like mom or dad can just drive over. She flew across an ocean because she's out there living in Paris to come see you and visit you in the States.
Yeah. She was in Paris. She wanted to come earlier, but I had, you know, since I had my wife, we only have one room, and she had to work too, and I've been traveling and everything. It would have been a mess to, like, make her travel or leave her at home. Like, it would have been a great expense. If not a great expense, it would have been a problem, you know, with, you know, all that logistics that come with it. She actually made it here. She changed a couple things in her schedule. I was like, Mom, you gotta come. Like, I need you here. And then she took a flight from Paris. She came, and that's about it. It was a quick flight, though, 12 hours.
12 hours, a very quick flight. Well, you got a big-time smile on your face. Obviously happy about having her in town last week. How special was it just to get to spend some time with her along with playing some good baseball?
It's been great. It's been the best thing. It's been the best thing in not a long time, because she hasn't seen me play since 2019 when I was in Colorado, Rocky Mountain Vibes. She came there, and I was raking, too. I remember that time I was doing so-so, and when she got there, started being the best player on that team, all together with Carlos and Nikhil. I remember that. And she kind of pushed me again. So, yeah, she's been a great push for me.
What was she cooking up for you at the house?
Oh, yeah, some Cuban food. That's the secret right there. We're going to get to that at the end of the interview, though. That's the real secret right there.
Well, this is the next question. Is you are a guy that has such a wild background. You grew up in Cuba. You live now in the Dominican Republic. You've lived in France. You lived in the United States. You've gotten to experience this entire world of food. So we got to get the power rankings of Ernesto Martinez Jr.'s favorite cuisines across the world. What do we got?
All right, I'll start from the worst. The worst food is the Nordic food. All right, let's start by that. I went to one of my friends. He told me, "Hey, you come to France, come to the South, come to Toulouse." I went there. I was like, "Hey, I want to try some food from your family background. Like, do you have any restaurants?" Like, "I'm not sure you want to try it." And then as soon as I tried it, I regretted it, dude. Nordic and Normandian food from the north of... Is it north of Spain or... No, north of France, I think. Yeah, some of that. It was horrible. All right. Coming from back, Dominican food. That's so-so. I'll give it a C, C ranking, C minus, right? Dominicans, they don't really have a dish. They got mofongo with some garlic and butter, but that's about it. They fry cheese and then it's good, but it's not top tier. So C, all right.
What's
so,
in the top tier?
Top tier right now, we're going to get to touch about it. So I have a Haitian background, so I've tried my Creole food. And I think that's the only food that can give it a run to Colombian. I can give it a run for the money to Colombia, Salvador, and Peru. I think the top of the mountain, I'll say Colombian food. Colombian food is number one. Number two, I'll give the Creole food. Number three, Salvador is together with Peru. And the last one, bro, which is totally different. It's art. It's on another level. But since I'm Latin, I got to go with my Latin people. But French food is out of this world. It's something different. I can't even name it with them, but French food is the best food you can get. But if you want Latin food, you're Latin, you got to go with Colombian food.
Always entertaining, Ernesto. Appreciate the time.
Nice to talk to you. I always love to talk to you. You take the best out of me in our interviews, bro.
Well, hey, it's always a blast. Best of luck tonight. Appreciate having you on.
All right. See you, man. Have a good one.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Trash Pandas coming your way next.